This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here to blog. Sort of reminds me of the song Born to Lose. We could put that to music. Here to blog. That's the new lingo. We're all about it. The DJV program on the air. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I see that the Senate has approved legislation awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to the U.S. Capitol Police and others who defended the Capitol. Is appropriate, ladies? Jennifer, what do you think?
Sure. I think it's a little political, but I'm a fan of law enforcement, and I think...
How so is it political? Explain, please, what your thinking is.
I think the focus on the Capitol Police, instead of focusing on what went wrong that day and why they were literally letting people into the building, mm-hmm. we're not focusing on that at all. And I think it's in stark contrast to how people have treated regular police departments across the country, not really wanting to dig around and see what happened, because there is a narrative that is being spun that Republicans and that people who are supporters of President Trump are insurrectionists and extremists. And I think that narrative, I think the reason for the committee that Nancy Pelosi is leading that is very partisan, is set up to try to get information that is going to try to tamp down people's vote who believe, like I do, in the upcoming midterm elections. I think it's one of the ways that they keep the narrative alive.
How would that curb people going to vote? How would that work?
I think anytime you call someone an extremist, an insurrectionist, a racist, a sexist, I think that there is an element of people backing off from that because they don't want to be identified as such. Mm. And so I think that it's kind of a bullying tactic, actually, because... Look, it was very serious what happened at the Capitol, and police didn't know what they were dealing with that day, and I don't think we should let any of that go.
For any of this stuff.
But at the same time, not one firearm was brought in there. So was it a protest that went out of control? Yeah, but was it really a coup? Was it really an insurrection? No. And the proof of that is that in all of these hundreds of people that have been arrested, the most serious charge has been trespassing. There hasn't been one person that has been charged with insurrection yet. But
so
yet
then
we
why
still call
the suicide?
Well, assault, though, right? There are assault charges.
But there's assault charges every day on city streets. The point is that it's not an insurrection, and that
so why,
they're not charging
okay.
people with
so
that.
So we got all that. But yesterday, I think, or one day this week, we were talking about the number of suicides. 4 police officers have committed suicide. Is there anything more on that? I don't get what
I just said. That's another thing. Again, maybe this is the stupidest thing I will ever say on the air because I'm endangering myself. This doesn't seem right. It seems like we need to dig around to why this is happening. Either,
yeah, see, that's what I like to
this
see.
This is happening either there's, to police either there's forces across the country.
Police
just happens to have a spotlight on it right now.
Well, but think about the numbers. So I did a little work digging around on this. So, yes, people in the police business, in policing, it's one of the occupations that have a higher suicide rate than some other occupations. But there are about 2,000 members of the Capitol Police. It's not a huge number of people when you consider that 4 of them in the last several months have committed suicide. So...
But they all come from other policing backgrounds. I mean, they just happen to be...
Not all of them, actually. The Capitol Police are kind of the police force that you join when, city, county policing doesn't necessarily work out.
Want you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Capitol Police, and this is, I'm not saying
not
that this is my feeling. It's just kind of the reputation.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a couple things that need to happen. One, I would love to hear these congresspeople who are so concerned about reliving January 6th say, what about, let's look into this department. Are these people legitimately killing themselves? Or is there something else at play? I mean, I know it sounds weird, and I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, and I do not want to take away from the seriousness of these people whose lives are lost and their families are ruined when they are gone. But is there something else going on here?
Well, has any of the four families, has anyone come forward and said this seems a little fishy?
Here's the thing. We don't even know. So the two police officers that we talked about, or the two Capitol police officers that we talked about on the program earlier in the week that came out, they died in July, July 10th. The other one died July 29th. The information was held back. It wasn't even released until somehow it came out
this week. Who would control that?
Right?
Well, how would that be controlled?
Whoever's at the
isn't
top
that
of
enough?
Capitol Police, right?
Isn't that enough for a question
but,
and an investigation?
Right, but maybe the families would say that they wanted to keep that private. I mean, suicide still has a huge taboo attached to it and a stigma.
I guess. I think it's a long shot. I think that kind of information doesn't stay quiet unless someone works to keep it quiet.
All right.
Just my opinion.
Got it. Some people in the news, Simone Biles saying, as she had a conversation with reporters after her medal ceremony, that the support of her fans meant the world to her, leading up to the fact that she, the bronze medal, doesn't make any difference whether bronze or gold. She said, in fact, this one meant more. And is that because of what she'd been through, the fact that she left and then she sort of came back again? She did quite a good job. A lot of people who are sports psychologists have been evaluating her, and they said, okay, after all of the things that happened last week, you can go and participate. And she did. She did well, and she feels good about it.
No, well, she was also on the beams, and she wasn't having to do those big twists. And it's a different thing. You know, she was feeling like she was going to hurt herself doing the twists, but that it was a safer bet doing the beams, then she's back doing that. The one that I love, though, I mean, forget Simone Biles for a second, but did you guys watch Tamira Mensah-Stock, who is a wrestler, win this week?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Oh, my gosh. Please, do yourself a favor. Maybe we can tweet this out,
like
Jay,
world,
at DJ
B like
Show.
WWE wrestling?
No, at the Olympics.
Olympic wrestling.
Oh. At the Olympics. No. Yeah.
I haven't really watched any of it, to be honest. With the time difference and everything, I haven't really seen
any of it. This is cool.
Please,
yeah. Watch her video. She is absolutely just incredible. She won. She was so happy to win. She talked about how her training paid off. She is the first black woman to win Olympic wrestling gold, not just for the United States, but like for the entire world. And she was so cool. She said, these young women are going to see themselves in a number of ways, and they're going to look up there and go, I can do that because I can see myself. Look at this natural hair. Come on. I mean, sure, I brought my puffballs out so they know you could do it too. But she wins $37,000 for winning gold. And she said she's going to give 30 of that to her mom, because her mom has always wanted to have a food truck. I mean, she was just the sweetest. She was so overcome with joy.
Let's buy a food truck.
You know how I feel about the Olympics, but if you watch anything today, watch this video. She's incredible.
Other people in the news coming up in a moment here on the DJV program. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, here we are, 16 after the hour. The Tony Bennett legacy, 95 years old this week, announcing the next stint with Lady Gaga. A fitting
I get no for kick from champagne.
A birthday like this.
Mere alcohol.
Their second collaboration called Love for Sale, coming out the 1st of October. And so this is one of the songs that's on it, right?
This is the first single. Yep.
I get a kick out of you.
Me? Something may go for cocaine.
Great orchestration. Listen to his voice at 95, please.
Still sounds good.
That sounds great.
It would bore me terrifically, too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
He sounds great.
He does sound great.
So.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? And so this is something that everybody, I think, should celebrate. In a manner of speaking, it's just very, very, it's just cool. And she and he, and now see, all these people that talk about him having Alzheimer's, how does he learn the words and how does he sound so fresh?
He knows all the songs. His doctor said that this is helping him. He's been practicing all throughout the pandemic. He's been singing every day. And his wife said that when he's singing and performing, he's completely lucid. And so it's just, it's one of those things that really helps him and keeps him going.
You know, it's part of your brain. I think I've told you this before. My grandmother had a stroke. She couldn't speak, but she could sing happy birthday. She could sing. It's a different part of your brain that works when you sing. And it's a really cool thing. If you have someone who's trying to recoup from something like that, get them to music.
Yeah. Mm. Congratulations. Kathy Griffin, talking about her lung cancer surgery, says it was successful. And again, we underscore this part of our DJV download that you can hear now at djvshow.com or wherever you get your other podcasts that focus on her and the lung cancer. She was never a smoker, and this is one of the frustrating things because it's easy to point your finger. A lot of women are more susceptible to lung cancer because they've smoked than men are, it would appear. But she has had her lungs x-rayed, and I'm not sure whether she had some of this in her family or not. But she's feeling good about it. And so whether you like her or you don't like her, you wish somebody like that well. And again, the story behind the story and all of the pieces can be found on the podcast, djvshow.com, where we also talk about Ashley Judd walking again, and the appearance of Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth, in, the Sex and the City movie that people are so interested in, plus Ric Flair, who's being released from his contract. Nobody can quite figure out what he does. 72 years old.
I know what he does. He was in wrestling.
Yeah, but 72? That would be...
Of course.
He wasn't in the ring.
Part of the storyline. Yeah.
Yeah. What's... By the way, the lady... Were we talking about that on the air or off the air? We just talked about it on the air, right? The big wrestler, the woman who won at the Olympics. Sometimes I get disconnected from the conversation we're having it on the air or off the air. Right? We were just talking about that woman who won?
Yeah, I said watch the video, but I think you guys may have watched some of the video off the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was watching some of her post-medal ceremony interview. Mm-hmm. She was very overcome with emotion.
That's
so cool.
All right, and also Britney Spears petting pot-bellied pigs in Hawaii. You can get that info, conversation, and otherwise all the trending things. Listen daily, catch up with the things that you may not have heard us talking about on the air, on the podcast at djvshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. I see Kevin Costner has announced that he's going on the road. I'd forgotten he was a musician, a singer, doing a string of tour dates, sort of supporting the Yellowstone TV show, which had become quite a huge hit, hasn't it? when you get right down to it. So he's taking his band on the road, Tales from Yellowstone album live. So look for that. 21 after the album.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. Time for us to turn our attention to Jay Kirshner's trending lists. Find out what it is that many of you are interested in when it comes to the things that are, I was just talking with the ladies, the things we're interested in include apparently the actual wedding between Bo Derek and John Corbett, and the ladies were explaining to me what he's been in. He was in a bunch of movies, TV shows, that sort of thing. He's got a very familiar face.
He's most known for being Aiden on Sex and the City. He was engaged to Carrie Bradshaw, then he was in the last movie of Sex and the City, so he's now going to be back, apparently, as like a main character on the new reboot. And I think Jay's right. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that's how I really probably know him best, is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He was the male lead in that, if you ever saw it.
Yeah. I guess now, I remember that.
But he has the long hair, like the corkscrew curls, sort of.
Really? Okay, you're going to help me with this one, Jay. The Summer Olympics and Sydney McLaughlin, who are some of the players here that people seem to be enamored with?
Amazing track stars, a great, like one of the best rivalries in track, just because they are both so dang good, and they both broke world record during the 400 meter hurdles. However, Sydney McLaughlin broke it a little bit more than Delilah Muhammad.
Just a little bit more.
So yeah, well, Sydney had originally broken the record a few months ago, or the other month, I should say, during trials, the Olympic trials, and then during the 400 meter hurdles, they both broke Sydney's former record. Delilah came in at 51.58, while Sydney came in at 51.46. Have you guys watched any of the track and field? Like, they bust their butts. As soon as they cross the finish line, they have to run up these stairs to where the reporters are to give their media, their press interview. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, still trying to catch their breath.
Jeez.
And running, I saw somebody has a problem with lactic acid. When all your muscles are working like that and firing away, you can build up a lot of lactic acid. I know because I have sort of big legs, and when I move a lot, I get stuck. I do. I get the lactic acid just kind of.
Is that because you're running track and field?
Yeah, more. But I'm just saying that's an example. I understand how it builds up.
You know, I'm pretty built. I've got these big legs.
It's
hard to even find a pair of pants to contain all of this.
Next. Christian Bale. Why has he not been seen?
No, he has been seen. He's just now seen for the first time as Gore the God Butcher while filming Thor, Love, and Thunder.
What kind of his role is that? Gore the God Butcher? What is that? What is
clearly that? A villain.
Yeah.
Just guesstimating by the name. No, he's one of the big villains. His character...
Is that Marvel or...
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's Thor.
You love these, don't you, Jay? You love these movies.
I do. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's amazing. But yeah, Chris Hemsworth plays Thor, and so this is the next follow-up in the Thor series. And he's this, Christian Bale is this villain from an alien planet who the planet was just kind of left destitute. They prayed to the gods ignored them, he lost everybody he loved, so then he has a vendetta and he wants to kill all the gods.
No.
So that's his character. But anyway, Christian Bale's almost unrecognizable in this. He has kind of like the silver ensemble that's very flowy in the wind. He has all these prosthetics,
good
deep gray skin.
Yeah, he's a very good actor. All right, Britney Spears is in the focus. Why?
She posted about locking herself in the bathroom on Instagram. It was like the middle of the night. She goes into the bathroom, wants to take a bath, finds some body lotion, gets distracted by a coffee cup, can't find her face wash, goes to try a different bathroom, but the door is locked, can't get out, can't wake up her boyfriend, screams at him for a while. Finally, he wakes up. He can't get the door open. Security comes. They can't get the door open. And it all ends with Sam kicking the door in to free Britney. In a very good way.
Nice.
Bye.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The CDC announced a 60-day moratorium on evictions Tuesday, a day after the White House said the agency didn't have the authority to do so. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the virus are rapidly increasing. Democrats celebrated. Cori Bush, who had been sleeping on the Capitol steps,
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Chuck Schumer.
There's no reason why people should be in a position to where they're hurting right now.
We're talking about 11 million Americans across the country behind on rent, one in six renters.
You cannot have these people lose their homes. Now they have a fighting chance.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily halted an executive order issued by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to prohibit private individuals and groups from transporting immigrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
University of South Carolina has canceled its plan to enforce face coverings on campus for the upcoming fall semester after the state's attorney general warned that it would go against the intent of state legislation. The USC, whose campus in Columbia serves more than 35,000 students on July 30th, announced that everyone must wear masks at all times inside all campus buildings, regardless of their vaccination status, except in private offices, residence hall rooms, or while eating in campus dining halls. In a statement released Tuesday, USC Interim President Harris Pastides walked back from the previous plan, saying that masks will only be required in the university's healthcare buildings and on campus buses. Blago is back. The former Illinois governor wants to run for office again. The story from USA's Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The hour here on the DJV program, a daily exercise in freedom of speech. Jennifer Horn is here to practice that, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So I'm freely going to speak about a lady who has to be the dummy of the day and maybe the dummy of the week. This lady's from Illinois. She's facing federal charges because she was in Yellowstone. And she attempted to get within a couple of feet of a mommy, a grizzly bear, who had three cubs with her.
Did it for the gram.
Yeah. So she's pictured walking away from this grizzly bear, and the grizzlies are out. This is the Yellowstone Park, so they walk around freely. And so she, her name is Samantha Deering. Comes from Illinois, and she went right up. You should see the video. Somebody got this on video. This woman's got to be the dumbest. She's like a dumb as a post.
Wait, why her last name is Daring?
Daring is her last name, yes.
Can't be real, is it?
Yeah, D-E-H-R-I-N-G.
Oh.
Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, so the feds are going after her because she broke the law, and they wouldn't have known that.
Well, she's lucky she's alive, so the bear didn't attack her?
No.
But that's astounding.
People, yeah, I was really surprised. I would have figured she'd be mincemeat by now. But apparently there are a lot of people that go into Yellowstone, especially, but some of the other, federal, national parks, and they do stupid stuff because they are stupid.
Well, they think they're at a petting zoo. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, oh, well, everybody's so cute. The animals are, they're used to people, so they're friendly. Like, I'll go feed the bear.
It happens everywhere. There's this one national park near where I live, Land Between the Lakes, and there's like a bison prairie area. And I cannot tell you how many people get attacked because they will go try to get a photo, and they will go right up to the buffalo.
So this bear charges her.
Wolves, but,
she's like 10 feet away. If you see the video, she's right on top of this bear, and she's trying to get closer, and the bear looks up at her and goes, rah, rah, rah. So then
she's lucky that that's all it did.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Stupid. Here's a story about a woman who won the lottery but didn't know it, or apparently she had this lottery ticket in her purse for weeks on end, and it was worth $39 million. Her name is Lotto... Really? No, it's not her name. That's the name of the lottery. It's called the Bay Area. Anyway, this woman is 45. I don't know that I have a name for her. She was the sole winner in a draw last June. She guessed 7 fields on a German lottery ticket. And the woman who has not been named said, quote, "I still get dizzy at the thought that I carelessly carried 33 million. That's 39 million here. In my purse," she picked random numbers on the Euro lottery ticket and says, "Oh, I'm probably not going to play again. The win was more than enough for me, my husband, my daughter." And so that's just, but it just thinking
39
about
$39 million can solve a lot of problems.
Yes, yes. So it brings around the focus on all the money around the world in lottery winnings that go unclaimed every year. Like, there's a $77 million.
I mean, I could do it. I could take it. If it'll help the cause, I could take the unclaimed lottery.
Straighten out the books.
I'd be happy to. You know, I'm a giver.
yes, you are, Jennifer. It's very sweet. Families of crew members of the USS Arizona. Remember, that was sunk during
That's
the attack
you.
On Pearl Harbor? Well, not really. This is the Wahoo.
The Wahoo.
Sunk.
Sorry, not
But
the
that
Arizona,
wasn't
yeah.
sunk in Pearl Harbor. That was sunk... Ocean. Anyway, they are upset because there apparently are still some sailors who have been unidentified. The military has disinterred identified remains from other Pearl Harbor battleships, so why don't they do the same for the USS Arizona? I thought they just left them. There were 1,100 guys that got killed in that. I thought they just left them down there. And they knew. So why do people, they want to bring them up and do DNA?
Well, some of the families want that, but it's been, they don't have much
There's
DNA
left
samples.
Of them. No, they've been eaten by whatever is under in the ocean. And there's nothing left of those people down there at all. Anyway, I guess people like to have, I think, frankly, for my own, people carry this too far. It's kind of like all the people that were looking for their dead relatives in the building that collapsed in Miami. What is gain? They're not there. You know that they're dead. So, okay, that's the end of it.
Well, a lot of people would like to have their remains so that they have a place to put them to a final resting place.
Right. That's their final resting place is in a pile of rubble.
No, especially people with religious beliefs that want to have... Either grandma cremated or they want to have a cemetery. I mean, come on. You have to give them the right to do that. I think it's closure for a lot of people.
Who's paying for it?
who's paying for what? The funeral? The family, I would imagine. But they're going to get money from the government,
certainly.
No, but who's paying
to dig the whatever is left of their body in the ship?
The emergency efforts of both the state and of the federal government, but they can't leave the rubble there. They're going to have to dig through it anyway.
Well,
they have to get rid of it. They're not just going to leave it there in a shambles and not do anything with the land.
No, they've taken it and they've
got to clean it up, don't they?
Yeah. So at this
also,
point,
I don't think you can put bodies into a landfill.
How are you going to know?
Yeah, you can't.
How do you know?
But the mafia does, and you're not supposed to.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Jay. Did you hear what Jay said? The mafia has been doing it for years.
Oh, yeah, that's what I just said, too. And that's what I'm, you're not supposed to do that, but, they do. It's like the Pine Barrens down in South Jersey.
Okay,
it's,
do I sound like a jerk?
They dump bodies.
I don't, kind of. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Especially because they've got to go through it anyway. So, I mean, they're not going to just throw bodies into a dump. They're not going to do that. So they're going to have to go through.
But what's the difference? Under the circumstances,
this is a really personal one, but I'm going to go for it because I think it matters. Okay. When your beloved Charlotte passed away, you didn't leave her on the side of a road. You packed her in ice and drove her to Massachusetts with you.
Yeah, but she was there in my hands. She was there. It wasn't that I had to dig through rubble to find her.
So you would have just left her. I don't buy it, Doug.
So if a barn collapsed on Charlotte, you would have just left her there? No way.
Okay.
This is why you got the nickname of Captain Curmudgeon. Like, what's wrong with you? There's like a chip missing or something here. Like, what is... I don't get it.
Okay, the Delta variant. Spreading. Really, that's not news. There are people who are vaccinated. Do we need to clarify this again as to who gets it? I'm looking around. Israel is all over the place this week because they're giving the third booster shot to anybody that wants it. And a lot of people are signing up for it. I'm not sure that it's been perfect. I haven't yet understood whether it's the same vaccine we got in shot one and two, or has it been modified somewhat for the Delta variant. And should we be standing in line right now? Should I go and say I want another shot? Can you get another shot?
I'm not going to get another shot. It's a different booster shot, and it's not even available yet here.
Yeah, okay. I think this week at some point, that's when Pfizer has said that they are going to seek approval or emergency authorization or whatever they got for the first two rounds. But it's going to be a different formula that's tweaked. It's like a tetanus booster shot. It's not the original booster. It's not the original shot, but it's tweaked to make it a booster. But no, the answer, and this is confusing, and I know Israel's like...
It is confusing.
...plowing ahead with all this, but there are so many virologists and epidemiologists who have said people still have antibodies. There is no reason to be getting a third shot and just to load up on more. You don't need that. Your body, that's not
good
for you.
Could it be dangerous? That'd be a question.
I don't know if there's a danger that anyone has cited yet, but just the fact that, like, why do you need it? It's like if you your body can only process so much vitamin C in a day, and people take like 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and your body can only absorb like 5,000 of it. It's the same thing. It's like, well, why would you want to even add that into your body chemistry if you don't need it?
Do we know the group offspring?
Yeah.
What do you
They're
know
terrible.
About them?
They're awful.
They are bad. I never heard of them.
They have like a couple of good songs, right?
The guy who's the drummer, his name is Pete Parada, got fired.
He can't go on tour.
Well, is he?
Wait, what's the story? Tell the story here.
The band has required that everybody in the band get vaccination. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Pete Parada, said, no, I'm not going to.
So he doesn't get to go on tour.
He didn't just say, no, I don't want it. He's immunocompromised, and he had some kind of reaction to a vaccine. So his doctor recommended that he did not get the vaccine, so he's not going on tour with the band. Cool. And he said, I wish you guys the best of luck. I just can't go.
If he's immunocompromised, should he even be going anyway, regardless of whether or not he gets the vaccine?
Yeah, I don't know.
In any case, he's not going.
That would be reason enough to say, guys, I got to back out.
Aren't they Australian?
Well, they're pretty fine for white guys.
Yeah.
They do. Say that again, Jake.
Best song they have.
Yeah, the only known song that everybody knows. Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Mm-hmm. Phil, do you have much about sing?
I think we can pass on that. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
A reminder about our new podcast that is just a podcast called Zodiac Magic. Laura Banks and I and Mary O'Malley. Mary is a psychic. Laura is an astrologer. And I'm the guy who puts himself out there. Okay, tell me about me. If you want to hear, not necessarily about me, but what...
That's fascinating. How do I get that?
You go to Zodiac Magic.
Hear Doug's horoscope on our new podcast.
Uh-huh.
Right.
No, actually hear your own astrological chart. And how it affects. Why are you laughing?
If you're not a Scorpio, don't call
us. Doesn't apply. Very funny, Jennifer. Okay, anyway. You can get Zodiac Magic if you're interested in your astrological future, wherever you get your podcasts. So, no laughing matter on Frontier. Flight attendants been relieved of duty after they duct taped a passenger to his seat. Some folks think that may have crossed the line. What about it, ladies? That's a good question. Is that crossing the line?
No, I felt sorry for the flight attendants. I mean, this guy is he was drunk, obnoxious. He had no shirt on because he apparently spilled one of his drinks on his shirt and then went into the bathroom. And then the flight attendants were trying to help him get the bag overhead so he could put a shirt on. And he just started screaming that his parents are worth $2 million and, like, other bizarre ramblings. But, like, I think it's really cute that he thinks anyone cares if your parents are worth $2 million. Like, we live in the age of billionaires. Like, I don't know. But, and so eventually one of the male flight attendants came over and tried to restrain him and then essentially duct-taped him to the seat. But he was grabbing the boobs of the other.
He was groping
the female attendants. And, I mean, he was just, he's disgusting. And he looked like he was so hammered in his mugshot. Because he was arrested, obviously, when they landed. But this is the kind of stuff that flight attendants have to deal with on the reg now.
I mean, I'd duct tape him to this chair.
Absolutely.
And isn't it? It wasn't the Frontier that fired them because they're saying they stand behind their employees for what they did.
Well, they're on temporary leave, I guess.
Yeah, TRO. All right, ladies, we continue in a matter of moments. It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here we are as we visit the host of the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein. Victoria chastising me continually for thoughts about what to do with the body of a human being. Aaron, Warren would probably agree with me that the dog's worth more than the human. And that's why I would probably... We were talking about the collapse of the building down in Florida and why bother trying to find the remains of people that are in there. Just, you know, bury them with the rubble. And then they both, Victoria and Jennifer, attacked me. I noticed Jay was nice. She didn't say anything. Because I said that I... Well, after they said, would you leave Charlotte there? And I said, no, I wouldn't leave Charlotte there. Well, see? So, but I think I'm closer to my pets than I am to most humans. Anyway, and Warren, I think you can identify with that. You're, you know, you like most of the pets better than you like most humans, right? Where'd Warren go?
All. And but here's
all right, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Phil, please. All right. So we didn't hear the first part of that. So try it again, would you please?
All right. So here's what's really, really important, okay? They just started passing laws in different states where human beings and their pets can now be buried together. To me, that's the ideal situation. It should have been going on for years. Yeah. A lot of cemeteries don't allow it, but I think...
How are they going to know?
Maybe they won't know.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not going to know any more than if you put their ashes in. You don't even know where the ashes came from the fireplace instead of somebody's cremation. That's also ridiculous.
But I think if you know, for example, when my dogs are cremated, they're cremated individually. You
Same
have that
with
choice.
Me. I paid extra. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Extra. So yeah. I know that when it's time for Warren to go away, that whatever ashes I have will be buried with me in whatever whether it's allowed or not.
I brought Charlotte to the crematorium. A lady that's a dog officer in a small town. She had a crematorium. I put Charlotte into the crematorium. I wrapped her in her blanket and put some things in there with her. And so I know that's what I got back.
Have you ever been to a pet cemetery? Because if you haven't,
yes.
If you go, there's a great pet cemetery. I deal a lot with them here in Southern California. And the oldest pet cemetery is in Westchester, New York. Anyway, the reason I say that is if you go to a human cemetery, it'll say, you know, father, grandfather, husband, wife, whatever. If you go to a pet cemetery, and this is the one thing that it's going to make me cry now. It gets to me all the time. I was at a pet cemetery doing a remote broadcast, believe it or not. It was a blessing of the animals. And on one of the headstones, it said, "Here my little schnauzer lies in his last stay command." And if you go there, I mean, the graves are decorated for Christmas. The graves decorated all. I mean, it's just amazing that the relationship people have with their pets is not accepted by people that have never been loved by a dog or cat. I think that's the bottom line. But if you go to a pet cemetery, it's much more emotional than even a human cemetery. I know that sounds crazy to some people.
No, it's true.
But the bond you have with the dog, there's no negative. Yep. You don't argue with your dog. You don't argue with your cat. So the relationship's strong as well.
The forgiving nature. Whenever yesterday I had to leave Daisy here because I had some appointments, I couldn't take her with me. And she doesn't want to be left alone. She wants to come with me. And I couldn't take her. So when I came back into the house late in the afternoon, she came running over to me, and she had that look on her face, like it's a smile.
I'm going to say this, Doug, and I'm going to get in trouble for it, okay? I may have said it before, but I believe all dogs are either Jewish or went to Catholic school because they know how to make you feel guilty. There's nothing more guilty than making you feel guilty. It's true.
God.
I mean, you know, if I'm 10 minutes late, let's say, I usually get my dogs get a specific treat at 12 o'clock every day. They get the same treat 12 o'clock every day. If I'm running late and it's 12:07 or 12:15 and I come home,
they know what time it is. Dogs are amazing when it comes to time.
It's my dogs, Doug. They wear watches, okay? Yeah. So they know. But if I come home a few minutes late, they absolutely make me feel incredibly guilty. if I'm late for Denise, that's okay. But if I'm late for the dogs, heaven forbid.
Bad stuff. So my pal, Tom Kreitler, you know Tom, he and you, I think, came together in some event with me. I don't remember where it was, but he hosts a Money Pit. And he's doing a contest asking people to post a picture of their pet. And you can win like a $3,000 prize. I would think the two of you should get together and do something like this. This would be great for both of you. And
you know, it's a great idea, but it's kind of like my dog's better looking than yours, or my kid's better looking than yours.
Isn't it in the eyes of the beholder?
You're not being judged by the beholder. You're being judged by somebody else. So your dog may be the most gorgeous dog in the world from your perspective, but he's the most gorgeous dog in the world from
Okay, cancel
from
the promo for the Money Pit's picture of your pet contest.
Hey, let me end on this note. There's a new article that says, if you want to make your dog a drinking buddy, now there's cat wines and dog beer so you can have happy hour or yappy hour with your best friend.
Great. 59 pounds.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.